It's been a couple of weeks since Tranmere won against Boreham Wood at Wembley and got back into the Football League. And today, one of their key men has signed a new one-year contract. So a very warm welcome to the show to Jay Harris. Good afternoon, Jay.
Hi, okay.
Very well, thanks. Great to have you on. Now, it's been a good year for yourself and you've decided to stay at Prenton Park. How easy a decision was that?
It was a no-brainer, really. I think I had my mind made up before I'd even been offered a deal. I thought, if it comes my way, I'm going to take it.
12 months as well. Nice to get that sorted pretty early on.
Yeah, it is, because I can concentrate now on obviously getting myself ready for pre-season, spend my time, holiday with the family, and then obviously back training and getting ready for the League Two.
I'm sure after the season you had, there had been interest from elsewhere as well.
No comment.
But for yourself as well, you've been in the National League for a long time, but you've had near misses in terms of promotion with Tranmere last year, with Wrexham as well. So for you to now get the chance to go into the Football League is huge.
Yeah, it's massive for me, as you say. I've been here a long time. I've been in finals, playoffs, and been involved with it, but always the bridesmaid, never the bride. But time's come, and it's time to get back myself into the Football League and show me what I can do.
If you look at the squad that Tranmere have got, obviously you've signed a new contract, so is Connor Jennings, Scott Davis. Unfortunately, Eddie Clark and Andy Cook have decided to leave, and Cook in particular is a huge blow. But it's important to keep that core of the squad together, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's massive. We've done that previous 12 months from the near miss against Forest Green the year before, and it showed obviously the quality throughout the year with the core of lads we had. Obviously we got the promotion with the same set of lads, obviously with the exception of Eddie and Cookie, which good luck to both of them. They've gone on into League One now, so good luck to them too. But hopefully this year, keeping the majority of the lads together, we can go again.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? We have seen a number of teams in the recent past. Look at Lincoln. They finished in the playoffs this year, having gone up from the National League the year before. Grimsby have not done too badly up there. Bristol Rovers went straight up as well. It can be done, and Tranmere have got the positive momentum behind them.
Yeah. We're obviously winning mentality, winning ways. Obviously, we finished on a high with the promotion. But the gaffer himself, I think he had two back-to-back with Fleetwood a couple of seasons ago. So hopefully he can replicate that.
How confident is that squad then that you can do that?
It's very. I think we've got the work ethic. We've got a good characters around the place. The gaffer and Jacko, they keep us intact. But the talent's there as well. We've just had the two new faces that will be brilliant for us. And hopefully we can add a few more, obviously with Andy Cook missing now. If we can replace him alongside Norwood, we shouldn't be too far off.
Yeah, Ollie Banks coming in, who spent a bit of time on loan at Prenton Park last season. You must be delighted that he's come back.
Yeah, he's a great footballer, Ollie. And him and Ollie Norburn done really well together. So hopefully they can do the same again. Obviously, hopefully I can get a game. But as long as the team do well, that's all that matters.
And the other player that's come in is Mark Ellis, a centre-back who Mickey knows well from his time at Shrewsbury. How much do you know about him?
Very little. Played against him a few times. He's a good defender. So adding to actually the good defence we've got, I think we had a great record last year, defensive-wise. Mm. Adding to that, he's a great asset.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full-time. Matt Jones here, and I'm speaking to Tranmere midfielder Jay Harris, who's just signed a new one-year contract. Jay, if we look at back at what happened 2.5 weeks ago, how long did it take to sink in?
I think it's still sinking in now. I watched the clips back over and over again, and just the whole aura of the game with backs against the ropes and all the odds against us, I think the magnitude was massive, and I think it's just a joy for everyone, really. And I still watch the game now and get hairs on the back of my neck.
You're not the only one. I'm sure there are plenty who are still watching James Norwood's winner over and over again every day. And for you, I mean, you look at the situation of the game. 10 men for 90 minutes after Liam Rydhouse got sent off. No subs to make by half-time because they'd all come off. Two of them injured, one of them as a replacement for Rydhouse. It was quite incredible, Tranmere, the way they managed to lift themselves. And I'm sure you look back on it now and are so proud of what you all as a team achieved.
Yes, it's massive looking back now. But I just remember coming in at half-time and the lads looked a bit down and the gaffer said, well, believe, we can write our own story here. We can write our own pages. And credit to the lads, we've gone out and we've done it. And hopefully it goes down in folklore, really, around the world just because of everything was against us that day, and we pulled off a miracle, really, if you look at it in that aspect.
Certainly. So, and having looked back at it now, as you have you ever known a team and a crowd to react to each other in the way that they did? Because the way that the Tranmere crowd lifted after about an hour, it really got the players going again.
Oh, you know what? You can't praise the fans enough, really. But it's not just a Wembley appearance where they lifted the players. I've seen nights at Prenton Park when they've done exactly the same, when it's not going our way and it's not going the way the fans want it to go. But you know what? They're always there in the numbers and they're always supporting, and credit to them, really. And hopefully we can just bring a few more through the gates for next season.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. And it's going to be a great league next year as well, because I know that they've had Wrexham and they've had Chester and Southport and Altrincham before that as local derbies. But this year, it's the likes of Port Vale, Alden, Morecambe, Crewe, teams that Tranmere have been more used to playing, and it'll be nice with a North West feel to the league.
Oh, it'll be lovely, and obviously, no disrespect to other clubs, but there's some massive teams in League Two, and so hopefully the gates at their place in Prenton Park is going to be a lot more electric, and obviously we know the Tranmere fans will outsing anyone, so I'm looking forward to that.
And back in the League Cup, so a chance to be playing Premier League opposition by round two. Back in the FA Cup first round draw, so only a couple of games away there from getting a big draw in that as well. It's so exciting for it to be a Tranmere fan at the moment.
Oh, you know what? I've all credit to them. They deserve everything again. Just hopefully we can get them big draws and we can get them upsets in the FA Cup and things like that. Lincoln done it 2 years back. Hopefully we can do something like that as well, just to thank the fans, really.
And for someone like you, Jay, as well, you're obviously a Scouser. You came through at Everton. It means a lot to you as a local lad as well.
Oh, yeah, obviously. I was a Liverpool fan. I played for Everton. It never, ever come off for me. And this is the next closest thing for them. Obviously, one of my local teams. And it's an honour, really, to play for these. I said the same thing 3 years ago when I signed. And I'm still here now, going into my fourth season. And I'm just really grateful for the opportunity. And obviously, I've helped the club along the way. And the fans have been great with me. So I'm over the moon.